Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Matson. I'm sure you've heard her many times in the past on my show. If you would like to check my interview that I had with her back on November 13th last year, 2009, and I'm sure you'll be very pleased to hear her music. She's extraordinary. Her new album that has just debuted this summer is called Skeleton Arm. Do check out her website at angiematson.com. That's M-A-T-T-S-O-N. You'll see she has a tour going on throughout the United States. So I'll give a quick listing of for this upcoming events that she will be at to hear. So wherever you are, you'll be able to hear her live. This is a very limited engagement event that she's doing. And also, when you go to .com, you will be able to retrieve, check out her album, download it. You can even go to iTunes and download it from there, or iPods, and you know, there's a plethora of way of individually getting some of the songs or all of her album, but believe me, it'll simply grow on you. And like I said, I put out things because I believe in them. Even when I do my certain trips around, let's say, Las Vegas or around the L.A. or wherever on road trips, even when we were Hopi, I'd always listen to her songs. So, like I said, I do things out of behind them. I just don't show up something and say, oh, I'm promoting it. I'm just telling you and something I think is extraordinary. So do check her out. I know on the 5th of September, I guess that's tomorrow, Sunday, she is going to be in San Francisco. So those out there near the San Francisco or Bay Area, check her out. She's going to be at the Hotel Utah. And then on the 6th, September 6th, the following day, that's on Monday, I guess, she's going to be hit in Portland, Oregon, at Atlantis Lounge. And then on the 7th, she'll be in Seattle, Washington, at the Can-Can. Then crossing the border to Old Canada, to Vancouver, British Columbia, she'll be at the Railway Club. And then from there, on the 10th, she'll be in Boise, Idaho, at Julia Davis Park. Then she'll be coming back on 9/11 to Salt Lake City, Utah, at the Watershed. And then she's crisscrossing through the Rocky Mountains into Fort Collins, Colorado, on the 15th, where she'll be at a live function lunch. You'll be able to hear her even live on 88.9 FM KRFC. And then on the 16th of September, she will be in Denver, Colorado, at the Paris on the Plate, P-L-A-T-T-E. And then on the 19th, she'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, and at the Vaudeville Muse. And then she'll be crisscrossing into Minneapolis, where you'll be able to hear her at the Acadia. And from there on to Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, she'll be at the Frequency. And Dupake, I guess that's how to pronounce it, and I apologize if I'm saying it wrong, on the 22nd, she will be in the famous club of the Monks. So do check her out. I know you'll be amazed. She sort of, music sort of grows on you. Now I have a special guest that's coming on. I've mentioned her on my last show last week. She has and believe me, it's a real pleasure and honor to have her on my show because the information she's about to disclose is very special. in itself, that is the first time internationally that she has come out and discussed, will be discussing all this the material. Her name is Simona Lewis. Simona Lewis now is a Brahmin. A Brahmin is a priest bloodline in India, which is the highest order amongst the Hindu. Simona has also been in extremely close contact and ties to many of the so-called who's who, and as the late George Collin would say, the real owners, you ain't one of them, also known as the infamous group called the Illuminati, which had started in the 1700s and now are in control of many plethora of our lives. Now, she's been in contact with these people since her youth. Now, you probably have heard about this group from a lot of extraordinary other talk shows, radio shows, books, and things like, well, where do you think they're getting their information from? At first hand, Simona is the first hand knowledge and experience of the Illuminati. Many of these and well-known speakers and broadcasters are often turned to Simona for the real information. Now, I'm sort of feel funny reading this, but it is a fact. She has been the first link to all the information that has been divulged with regards to the Illuminati and the heads up of what they intend to do, what they will do, when they have done, and who they are. So I feel really quite honored to have Simona Lewis on my show. And how are you, Simona?
I'm very well, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Doing fabulous, like every other day. So... Simona, I have to tell you, I know a lot of people have probably wondering, they know, okay, we know about the Illuminati, we may have not heard of them, but first, they're kind of going, who the hell is Simona, man? You know, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, and, you know, obviously with discretion, because we know that you are disclosing such heavy material due to your own, you know.
Yeah, sure. I've been in touch with the Illuminati since I was 7 years old. I've been, so to speak, groomed by them. And I've had my last partner, he was Illuminati himself. And I had no knowledge who that person was. And when I first met him, I just thought he was somebody normal. A girl meets a boy and fall in love. And later on, I find out who he was.
So wait, let me get back to the part that the youth part. You said you grew up.
Yeah.
It sounds like you were almost being groomed, like you were like already. Is this like common, like amongst certain people, or I guess they groom certain people into who maybe have the bloodlines or close bloodlines or whatever, and they closely move them into the order, like preparing them, almost like they're going to their private educational camps or something like that.
You know, they give you some kind of training. It's from the youth. And
so
I was only 7 years old, and everything is just numbers for them. Like, it's very important to them, when is somebody born, what time they are born. This is to do with the stars and the solar system. And they're very particular about people who are born on a certain time, or if somebody's a psychic, or they have psychic abilities. They are really interested in those type of children. And I was born with the stars, say, 777. So
wow.
They were really interested in me as a child.
So they, and now let me ask you this, as you were growing up with,
yeah.
The in this little, it's like another world, probably people are going, wow, this is like, it's not like you're going to normal camp, you know, or Christian or Muslim or Jewish camp. You know, you're on your way to school, not in a normal place, but in a different world where they do different things. And I don't want to get into the number of things, why the selection of bloodlines and stuff like that. But I'm just curious because people are going to go, well, who are the people, like you grew up with kids, and they're like your friends. And these friends that you grow up like, you know, since your childhood, are you still friends with these same people, or do you know that you grew up with in your youth?
A lot of people, I don't keep in touch with them anymore, but there were some good people, and I still keep in touch with some of them.
Since your youth, you've been in extremely contact with the same. It's almost like I don't want to say it sounded like Hitler's youth camps, but it sounds like
yes.
Hitler's
youth. You don't even
youth.
Know. kid, you think it's normal because you don't know any different. You're growing up with these people. Okay, your life is a bit different. Right? You'll only find out later on what you've been up to. I mean, for instance, I used to be sent to this particular place for praying, or so we were told that I was doing these spiritual prayers, and then I found out I've been praying to Lucifer.
Wow.
And I had absolutely no idea who I've been praying to and who I've been doing these things for. And this case, it's in London and it still exists, and it's been funded by one of the well-known people around the world.
So this
is royalty who actually funds this place. And I had absolutely no idea who I was praying to.
So, and this is going on and on. So it would be like you're thinking maybe praying to some deity, like some would say if they're Christian, to Jesus or, you know, Allah or God or whatever. And here you are praying, and to you it seems totally normal what you're doing because you're living amongst that. Now, what about outside friends? Friends that are outside that little circle of where you are, did you ever discuss?
I'm really allowed to have too many friends outside the circle, to be honest.
So they kept you within that little circle. Only friends who were allowed to have were Illuminati friends, basically.
Absolutely, because when do you get a chance to go anywhere else? Because you've got your school, you've got your family things to do. You just don't have time to make friends with other kids. I've never really known to be going in birthday parties with the normal kids. I've never had any of that.
So what about, I'm just curious really quickly, because I want to get into the other issues. What did they do, how did your parents, I mean, they obviously were in cahoots or something. Something must have happened. I mean, they don't just go, hey, come on, go ahead and take my kid. Something there allowed them
no.
to.
No. It's actually, they paid for my education, so they were used to tell my parents that I was special.
Oh, so they're telling.
So they're
taking care of you like you're in special schools, and we're taking care of your education, and they probably thought it was so prestigious and the facade
I was
of it.
Very differently to other children. I have a brother and a sister. They had a normal life, and I didn't.
Oh, so only you, not your brother and sister, went to this?
Just me. They were not invited.
Did your brother and sister ever ask you where you were going or what kind of school you were in or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, they ask, but you just, again, don't have too much time with them because you come back from school and you go elsewhere, you know, you go with these people. You're playing with those children, but you're not really playing games. There's rituals and there's other things going on.
Wow, so it's like a whole different world. So you're so you were actually literally split off from your own siblings, from your own brother, your own family, almost like. So let me ask you this. So we know, you know, and so those people out there who are listening have an understanding that what you've been involved in, what you have gone in to deal with through your youth, must have been quite extraordinary. But to you, it seemed like pretty much normal. Let me say this, who, you know, people often ask, and this is a big old question, because a lot of people live in denial of that there is, you know, oh, it's a conspiracy, but, you know, when you pull your head in out of the sand, you see that it's a reality. People live in denial because they're afraid of the most common fears in front of them. But, you know, straight up forward, who really are the Illuminati? I mean, there's actually literature and facts of them, but... who and what are they?
Right. Illuminatis are people who think they are illuminated and they are better than other people in this earth. And they actually feel they can control all the humans. So our food, our air, our water, the way we live, everything. They deal with everything with us. And every day you watch TV, you are getting programmed.
Yeah, but besides that, who are they? Because you mentioned
attaching bloodlines. There's Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Menzies, Blanchford, Stewarts, Windsors, Sinclairs, Est, Sorfas, Maddox, Gooser, Freeman. There is just a whole list. 13 bloodlines.
13 bloodlines, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. You have 13. which is a very significant number. Even within, I know they use a lot of numbers, and it's like a flip of numbers, by the way, of Kabbalism. Like it's a, I don't want to say derogatory, but it's being going F you to God all the time, what they're doing. It's because they actually do things of the same, but they're flipping the numbers around upside down. What about the thing, which I will get into a little bit, but who, you said that the 13, just named off the 13 bloodlines, which got crisscrossed right. from Europe to the United States, obviously.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
What about, didn't you, I mean, I heard, I'm not sure of this, and I'm not, that there's like the 13 bloodlines, but isn't there another one that just straight oversee of everything, almost like a pyramid?
Absolutely. There is a one, which is a royal family. Of a British royal family, they are actually above all of them. All your presidents or prime minister of any country, they come and report to her. She's the one who makes all the rules and regulations, what somebody's going to do and what sort of laws you're going to have. And you think Obama is your president, but he's not. He's just their puppet.
That's why he's dictated to, just like George Bush,
just like George Bush, or they are all interrelated. They are all bloodline people.
Just like people think that George Bush went to the UK to convince the UK to go.
Yeah, but George Bush himself is related to your Obama.
Right, right.
They are all related, interrelated.
But I was getting to where they report to George Bush actually went to the UK. People think
yes.
he convinced the British to go to Iraq, but it was actually the other way around. He was getting the directions of what to do and, you know, basically going in. And it's interesting. And now let me – we mentioned the bloodline. The bloodline, you said that of the 13, and then there's the royal blood above them, which we know who that is. And, you know, it starts with a little E. Is there talking, you're referring to, like, the Queen and the Windsors?
Absolutely.
So they're basically the top. It's like they, as much as people think that that they have separated from, you know, from not controlling the Commonwealth and the United States has become independent, we have our independence. In fact, I was just talking to you about it. 1776.
Independence, we are all slaves.
But it seems
we
like
are all slaves
after.
To the system. Which independence? We are not independent because they still control the whole world.
Which is what
their ultimate goal is to rule over the world. What do you mean? What do you see? Why they keep on talking about new world order? What the new world order is? They want to have one world government and they want to rule it all in one go.
Okay, now I want to get definitely get into that. But I want to know because you know I'm trying to lay a frame of who they are. And now we know there's the queens and all the bloodlines from the Rothschilds. And by the way, the Rothschilds is not their real name. Their real name is Bauer, which is German. And you'll see.
Absolutely, they changed their surname to fit into a British.
They changed the name Rothschild just because it means in German the Red Shield. But their real name is Bauer, and they're not Jews, by the way. They're all Germans, and all which is where the Illuminati start. The Windsors, all every. Single one of them, they started in Germany, by the way.
Absolutely. I totally 100% agree with you.
And they've also infiltrated, and I'm going to get into another issue in just a second, but they've also infiltrated the Masons, which were one time independent, and they just pushed themselves within the Masons. They pushed themselves with Islamic leaders, amongst Jewish leaders, including that's where the people are hating Masons or hating Zionists because they're actually taking over all these organizations. They're taking over America. Maybe America had a good thing, what it was meant for. Now they're destroying that. The fundamentals behind Islam is really of love and peace, but they've infiltrated that itself and now turned it into a terrorism, extremism, and have their little puppets within these organizations like the Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood and so-and-so.
The Illuminati are not any religion. They think they are above everyone. They are not Muslims or Jews. They just want people to think that they are Jews. So there is a conflict between people about religion, about colors. It's just to divide people into little groups. So once we are just fighting among ourselves, they are winning. they want to depopulate this whole world anyway. Their agenda is they want to depopulate 90% of the public.
And the war, having this conflict
between people, that's way they want to us to fight among ourselves, say, you are a Jew and I'm Muslim. Otherwise, Muslims and Jew people, they don't have any problems with each other. They are causing problems between people.
Well, that's been going on since the 1920s with them.
Absolutely, indeed.
So let me ask you, if people think it's a 2,000-year thing, 1,000 years, but actually people don't even know if you know history, actually Jews and Alawites fought together against the Crusaders. And they were lived properly. In fact, the Muslims actually welcomed the Jews to back in moving to that area or whatever up until the 1920s when the British took over. Coincidentally, the British took over there in the 1920s. That's when stuff started happening. And what did they do? They're using it to control, to get the oil, the transfer. They created Iraq. And let me get into the other issue, but of who they are, because name of names. Now, I noticed there's a list of Bilderbergs, and this is going to blow people away, that you're going to find that these listings of people who you think they're arch enemies or hate each other, but they aren't, but you're like, you'll have Arafat, you'll have Shimon Peres, the Palestinian leaders and Israeli leaders, and not just them, you'll have Arab leaders, you'll have European leaders, and they may be, you think on the front, on the stage in front of you on TV, that they hate each other and they're against each other, and behind the scenes, they're buddy buddies, you know.
Really, behind closed, everybody's a friend. They have the drinks and the food together, and they laugh. Yeah, that's what it is. Friend of everyone else, they are fighting with each other. Behind closed doors, they are friends.
So let me ask you this, because now the Bilderbergs is really showing a little, like a little light on them. When, like, I know Alex Jones exposed that, and others, I can't remember their names, but and I apologize for not naming them, for giving them credit, for helping expose their Bilderberg meetings. But they show the Rockefellers, but they show all these other ones, and the listings of all these leaders, including media leaders, by the way, that attend them, are now part of the Illuminati, the pyramid, if you want to call it. Now, the other one I have not mentioned just now, but I think it's really important, is the one that you have told me and discussed about, which is the Vatican itself and how they're linked with the Rockefellers and Illuminati, that they are not Catholic or Christian or whatever you think they are. They're actually Illuminati.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at it, who is the Rockefellers get paid from Vaticans? They get actually paid by Vaticans. If they are so different from each other, why are they getting paid from them?
So basically, they're getting paid because they're basically, you know, hey, I need some money here, send this or something.
Then, if you notice, every president you have, they go to Vatican. Why do they go there? Why did Obama go there?
That's true. Right after he became president, one of the first.
Absolutely. And where did he else go? He came to UK to meet the Queen.
Queen, that's right. And then he went to go meet the Queen.
Absolutely.
Every single president that we've had.
Now, if somebody wants, one of your all your listeners want to do more research, I would highly recommend watch Alex Jones' videos. He explains greatly as well.
So you
about these and videos
so
about
saying,
them. David Icke is great.
So you're saying that David Icke and what Alex Jones is for real?
Absolutely. 100%. And another thing I was going to say to your listener was, if they type www.type Illuminati backwards.com, where does this website take you? Please do your own research and have a look, where does this website take you? That's www.itanimulli.com. Where does this take you?
Wow.
You will be very surprised where it takes you.
I just saw where that takes me. I'm not going to say I'll let everybody see where that takes you. And you know what's interesting about that? And you know what's interesting about that organization? That organization was a trick with the use of things. But now I know we've got into who the Illuminati are. And yes. We know that the bloodlines, and we now know they are of all the leaders within the countries. They're running. They are the leaders in our countries that we think that are independent or maybe hate each other. You know, like I was going. Oh, I forgot to say that to you. Like people think Hugo Chavez hated Bush and hated America, but here's an interesting fact. All the time in the UN, he was calling him the devil. He actually in the United States, by the way, country, FUSITGO, became one of the more major exporters of oil to the United States than ever before. His interest, a financial interest in the United States, went like skyfold. You could have bought stock in Cisco and made a killing during those 8 years. So as much as Bush was the devil, it was a game. Oh, I hate you, Bush. You're the devil in front of the UN. It was a whole facade, a whole game. He was actually not even, people think he was being pulled out from the CIA. No, he was installed by the CIA. That's a whole facade. And by the way, the CIA itself has now become an arm of the Illuminati, and that's basically...
Really, CIA is not different. You think your FBI is different. You think your CIA is separated from the government you have, but they are part of the same group. Their agenda is to program us, make us little dummies, make us all like zombies. What they want to do is put a chip in every single human being, so we are like a computer. So we don't have our own thoughts, and we don't have no money. If anybody tries to stand up to the system or have any opinion, they can switch you off. And if you have money, too much money, they can take it out of you because your money is in the chip. Now, people of America, people of this world, they really need to wake up. More and more people say no to the system and stand up to the people who are ruling us, that's the only way we can get out of this.
So let me ask you this, Simona. I know we're getting into what we need to do, but I want to get back to some issues. So because a lot of people are not familiar what they now know who they are. But let's figure out what you know. And they probably have maybe seen through to things, and maybe have not seen things. And I'm not going to go into the things they're intending to do right now, because that's what things you're talking about. They're implementing. But I want to know the things that so far they've done. We know they've created the Federal Reserve, because that's part of the Rockefellers. We know they control the Bank of England. And therefore, they also control the euro. So now they control this matrix of monies that we think has an illusion, by the way, of having a real currency, which basically is an illusion. So they've got us under this thing that we're perpetual slaves, that one famous person once called it, in the monetary system. And in the past, they were involved with wars of trying to to create more control and make more power for themselves. But at the same time, which I wanted to tap into, because they do two things at once. And by the way, I do have to say something right now, and it just brought up in mind, and I apologize for not springing it up. First thing, I want to thank everybody for listening and everything. But also, I want to say my thoughts and prayers definitely go out, because tomorrow is 9/11, and my thoughts and prayers do go to those who are deeply affected, both by loss of their family or friends. On that day, and unfortunately, on that day, which is Quincy has a certain number of significance. You had said to me personally that this is also definitely was done involved with the Illuminati, but not for. Also in the UK where there's what happened on 7/7,
absolutely.
July 7th. But they do two things. They do. You had said.
They create a problem, they get the reaction, and then they solve it. The way they solve it is now the Americans, police or CIA or FBI people can anytime come to your house without any warrant and arrest you just thinking that you might do something wrong. They have no evidence, nothing, but they can come to your house and do that. Why? Because they created 9/11 for that.
And they, but Alan also, Ruth,
He knew before it happened how it was going to happen. Tupac, he sang in his songs, and he knew he died way before 9/11 happened. But if you listen to his songs, he talks about it. That he sees Twin Tower, and there is a devil coming out of there. There is people who knew about this 9/11 was going to happen. This was all prearranged before. My heart goes out to all the people lost their family members and some people who were witness in this place, and mysteriously those people who spoke up mysteriously started to die. All the information is on the internet if people wants to know.
So straight up, they basically murder these people. But I want to get into something else.
It's to create a fear?
Yeah, one thing was
create a fear. This was done for when we are having a fear, they are feeding from that fear and sadness.
Okay, now that's two things I was going to bring up, because they bring up the fear, but there was also, say, what you brought up earlier, that because they utilize Luciferian things and they try to play with numbers and stuff, this is not a coincidence.
This is done as a ritual.
Yeah, that's right. So they're killing basically two birds with one stone. They're performing a sacrifice of people to kill them. Well, this brings up to another issue, and I don't know if you feel comfortable.
There is another issue behind it. This way, they can control everyone. You see, there is a problem created. People get a reaction. Oh, who did this to us? Al Qaeda did it, or the Muslims did it. They start hating the Muslims, right? So when the war happens or something happens between Muslim country or any other country, people will not feel sorry for the Muslims. I myself is not Muslim, but my heart goes out to them. They've been framed. They are being framed. So people in America or here in England, they've been having racial issues since these things have happened.
But aren't they themselves being brainwashed too at the same time? Aren't they being bred to hate right now in the madrasas, which are involved with producing hatred toward non-Muslims in their own sense, are being manipulated by the Illuminati themselves too to hate on the other side.
Absolutely. They want people to hate each other. And somebody is going to hate another country. There's going to be a war. And with a war, there's going to be people dying on both sides. That's one way of depopulating, isn't it, Andrew?
Well, But it also gets an issue that I was trying to get into a little bit, which is the spiritual side, that they utilize a negative spirituality of the Luciferian by picking certain dates of sacrificing people, by utilizing also the fear method, which is this almost sounds like Star Trek. Fear to come to, it's no coincidence that little was hinted in there in that movie.
You know,
come to
this
the
is
dark
not a horror movie. This is reality. This is happening to all of us. And sometimes I wake up and I say to myself, why me? Why do I know all this and too much? I use that information to wake people up because I care about people. Rather it's a Jew or a Muslim dies, it's a part of me and you die because we are one consciousness.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, definitely. Let me get back. So what Aaron Russo said, unfortunately, in his passing, was absolutely correct. What Tupac had said in his famous speech about their controlling is absolutely correct. Now, I know that also that there's artists, and that's basically they died, and we know how they died through the hands of, I'm going to just say it, through the Illuminati. So now, but then there's artists, and I'm just going to say them out loud because I'm not going to play games. Like people like Jay-Z or Beyonce or Rihanna, Gaga. These all, and they even flash their signs. It's so obvious. They're doing the little one eye symbols.
That's part of the group. All part of the group.
Yeah, and it's like they're laughing at us now.
What kind of songs they are singing? If you play back Jay-Z's song, he's making songs like Murder, Murder, Jesus, you know, and 666. And Beyonce is wearing one of the costumes, and it's got a Baphomet on it. So, and then she talks about that she's a member of a church, and and all her raunchy, sexy dance on the floor, that doesn't sound or look very religious to me. Does it to you, Andrew?
No. And what they do with Rihanna is really an obvious one, too. And there's a multitude, and I'm going to say even Bono is a part of the same system. Why do you think he's so close ties with the Bushes and all the people there? You know, you listen to U2, they've actually gotten themselves into a lot of different realms, in from every entertainment industry to manipulate us to keep us entertained. Now, this goes into, which I don't want to get too much into, because I know in the United States, for example, because there's different cultures, and they're not stupid. They know that, like in Europeans, they act certain ways and do certain things, and
yeah.
Americans are different. So, like, Americans are pretty naturally, because they've been bred to be independent. So they've taken out that independency by keeping them consistently.
That's why they're putting more your water and now your food. I mean, if you check it out, your food, I mean, there is all sorts of things that are going in your meat, your water, your air. There's chemtrails. So they're trying their best to keep you in this mind control and keep you submissive.
So they're putting all this stuff in our foods and water, and then even in corn, like everything's made of
and
corn.
Absolutely, and in the air as well.
Genetically engineered corn, and by the way, look in the back of everything you buy. It's going to have corn syrup, corn this, corn that, and it's not a coincidence, by the way. Now,
aspartame is in most of the fizzy drinks you are drinking, in there, and that kills the brain cells.
Well, and not only that, it messes up your digestive
thinking that
tract
much stuff, aspartame, that just kills your brain cells, and that makes you submissive. Well, they want people to be dying.
Well, that actually slowly kills you, because it messes up your digestive tract. It takes away your, extremely lowers your pH, which means it pulls out all your calcium and nutrients that you need to make it back, because your body always tries to become balanced. And therefore, if you don't have the nutrients in balance, the next step is, guess what? You're going to have disease whenever it's because you don't have any of the vitamins in your body. But I was going to get into another issue that I noticed in America, because this is what you're, which is a little bit different. That's what I was trying to say to you, is in America, because of their independence, even as much as they try with all the dumbing and that stuff, I think a lot of Americans are too, culturally, they're very independent minded in some instances. So
But
something that you had brought up is through the entertainment, which is what they do, is to keep people throwing their candy, get them, because people come here, they go to work, they come back, and what do? They give them some pots, give them some drugs, take something else, get them stressful, constantly in America, constantly under stress about what's going to happen. Project fear on TV, project you're going to lose your job, and then they go on an escape. So what do? They escape in front of a TV, they escape taking drugs, they'll escape through some sort of playing a video game. They'll escape.
Yeah.
And so by that time that goes by, they're sitting on the couch or whatever, and time goes by, and next thing you know, they got heart disease, they're about to die, they got cancer. I've never seen, by the way, this brings up the thing you brought about food, about slowly killing, because it's like, there was somebody, I remember being interviewed by Jesse Ventura, and they said, there's not going to be a massive killing of people, they're doing it strategically. And I've never seen so many people. I just found out, God forbid this happens, if he dies, now I find out Michael Douglas has got cancer. Everybody I've known has cancer has been dying. And they're in their only 50s. They're 50s, 40s, 50s. They're trying to wipe out the entire population. They know that
they want to
depopulate
about 90% of the population. There is a tablet in America somewhere. It says they want a certain amount of people living around the world.
Now, all the stuff that we're talking about, and that goes back to who you know, told you specifically that that's what they're doing.
Absolutely. Seeing this gentleman, I shouldn't even call him a gentleman anymore. His plans were quite evil for me. Again, I had no idea who he was, and he had idea who I was, because he never asked me questions. So I said to him one day, darling, how much you, why you don't ask me anything, and said, I know everything about you, which was quite freaky. And he would know stuff about me, which I've never discussed with him. He asked me that he would like to make a child with me on a certain date, and I have to conceive it in a certain way and to give a birth on a certain time.
Now, he was, and he was, and he was, and for personal sake, we were not going to mention who he is, but he is a bloodline.
He is a bloodline. He's the highest bloodline person.
He is one of the highest bloodlines.
And ditch into another one. So I thought I said goodbye to all the Illuminatis, and here we go again. I find them again in a different town, completely different city, completely different home, completely different house.
And you're not afraid of just talking about this?
I'm not afraid, because I know if I don't open my mouth now, and there's going to be more problems. I feel we are one, and if we're going to make this world a better place, I need to open my mouth and actually need to talk about it.
So let me ask you this.
People need to wake up.
Okay, let me get to this, because we know who they are. We know what they have done. We know what they intend to do. But tell me this. What, I mean, you've been around with them on a personal basis. What are they really afraid of?
They are afraid of us coming to our consciousness, of loving each other as a humanity, about our unity. If we found out the real power of us, they are afraid of that.
So they're afraid
of... We all get together and we say, no, we are not going to let you do this to us, because we in a number is a lot more than them, and we hold more power than we know. We are spiritual beings and having this human experience. And
so
people are talking about it. They are just interested in designer handbags and shoes and what's on the TV. Does Paris Hilton look good in this dress? That's all people care about. But real people who are coming to this consciousness,
so they
are very afraid of people awakening up to the system and opening up to this unity and love for each other.
So they're basically, it's not that, so that's why in right now, they're actually laughing at us. They're actually throwing so much like their little signs like, haha, you can't do anything to us. And they're throwing more fear, but the thing they really, really are afraid of, not that they're just being exposed, but that they're really afraid of us tapping into basically love, but the love, vibration, the love element of humanity, the unity of it. It would be like if we, you know, and realize that we're all one consciousness, that we're all one and the same, that we're all connected, because that seems to be, they've always consistently tried to do is divide and conquer, and by dividing us,
you are
like
Muslim,
things,
you are black, you are white,
you're Christian, you're white, you're men. Like, you know, let me bring you something else that you interesting you said, and I remember seeing you back in the UK, and this was right before the volcano happened, and you had said, Andy, this is just so you know, there's some serious stuff about to happen in the United States, and you were referring to what was going to happen within the Gulf, but also with what was going to happen with Arizona law, which personally, for two things happened right when I came back. I came back in May, you know, in late April, but in May, right after that, all of a sudden, what happened? All of a sudden, coincidentally, there was the oil spill in the Gulf, and people were angry and upset and da-da-da-da. All man-made. And then in Arizona, they made the Arizona law. And what did that do? To start having, you know, the Latino community of American Latinos and fighting amongst non-Latinos, white versus Mexican, if you want to put it like that, to create some hatred amongst and division. It's like black versus white, Jew against, and Muslims fighting, Christians against, even Shiites and Sunnis fighting each other, it seems, and our Hindus.
Once we are fighting among ourselves, then they are just sitting there and watching that we created this game, and now stupid human beings, they are killing each other, and let's watch the show. They are looking at this as a movie for them. For them, this is an entertainment. And when any country, any person who gives an order for declaring a war, who dies? They don't die. They sit in their home with their loved ones. Who dies? The people who go in a war. Either Muslim or Hindu or Christian or Jew die. There's a part of me and you die. A human being dies.
So
we need to wake up all the policemen. We need to wake up all the people who go to military, because they are so deeply programmed to just kill human beings. We are not here. That's not our purpose, to come on this planet to kill each other. We were sent here to love each other, and we forgot our purpose because we are so programmed. Then let's put this program behind us, and let's all get together, human beings, and be one and be unity and be love for each other.
And this is not by kumbaya. This is just the reality that we're only reason why we're in these bodies in the first place. And this is said not countless times, with whether whatever, according dogma, the fundamentals, any dogma, we're supposed to learn to love each other and love ourselves. Look in their mirror and look, develop your self-worth. I mean, every soul is absolutely beautiful. And we need to realize and how we're all deeply connected. And like what you said, how can you, if you hate the right, if you want to cut the right arm, that's still part of you. If you hate the left arm,
Absolutely. That's
part of you too. So you're hating yourself. So, and that's what they want you to do, which is it's a big lie, L-I-E. The real truth is, by loving ourselves and loving our fellow souls and loving Earth and loving the universe, in reality, is going to raise our consciousness, raise our vibration, and by doing that, it's going to raise, which gets into a whole other issue. I think they're also, there's the issue of being afraid. I think they're almost like afraid of humanity, of what's going on, that there is a sudden awakening, because there's a vibrational thing that people are slowly waking up here and there. And so they're trying to, I think they had a timeline of doing things, and now they're pushing that timeline increasingly up.
Yes, that's why they quickened the service as well. Now, what they're talking about is chipping human beings, and
yeah,
they're giving them different reasons we should be chipped. They are showing, oh, if your child might get kidnapped, let's get your child chipped from a very young age. Let's make them all robotic from a very young age. If you want to go to a nightclub, you must have this.
It's funny you said about the chip thing, because, I mean, I discussed that with a few people, and they think that was sort of like conspiracy, but this thing, the chip.
This is a fact. It's already started to happen, Andrew.
Yeah.
This is not just a small thing. People just need to wake up and smell the coffee. What's happening? They just need to wake up now.
Yeah, on a mainstream news, I believe it was NBC, a reporter gets on. I saw it was on the internet. You can check it out yourself. And it came up like he was announcing, oh, now have the chip out. They're now going to start putting it for medical reasons. The medical reasons help you out medically, so that they can put this chip in you and know, can rush you into the hospital. And they know just by scanning the chip, it makes it convenient. And then all of a sudden it's convenient for your security, convenient you don't need a passport, convenient so you can pay your bills, convenient so they know where you are. You know, it's like I just the other day.
They've been making a cartoon for children, cartoon, NWO, New World Order cartoons. I've seen children's cartoon talking about it.
Yep.
They're starting these things from a young age so they can infect everyone. They actually program, their plan is to chip everyone by year 2017.
Well, here's another issue I guess people aren't aware of, and this is going to be shocking for most. Walt Disney himself is Illuminati.
Absolutely. He was a 33-degree Freemason.
But he was not just
and he does mind programming. I mean, if you watch so many programs, Sleeping Beauty or a children's program, you can actually see many different signs in there, symbols, sex written all over the sky. You know, this is another subliminal message to go in children's mind.
Right, right. Well, I've seen that where they actually, if people wanted to see, this is actually true.
I think that was The Lion King. That movie was The Lion King, where they written sex on the sky, yes?
Yeah, well, no, even another thing that's interesting is people don't realize that because if you draw, you start off, usually when you start drawing something, because I'm an artist, you draw like you push in the center and you draw outward from your face or whatever, right? No, actually what they do, and this is really sick, they will draw like a penis or a vagina or a breast or, and what they start with that and then they draw out of that becomes the cartoon. And I'm not BSing. You can, this is what how they draw those things. And it's,
people can go on there. It's a really good program Muslims have made, and it's on www.wakeupproject.com. And it's a series called The Arrivals, and people can go and check it out. I mean, if they don't believe me, they could, all the evidence is, everything I'm saying, everything is on the net, people can go and check it. There
so
is evidence.
That's another thing you mentioned, go see The Arrivals. Now, you did mention, I wanted to ask you, there's some people much like yourself that were a part of the Illuminati that have come out and come clean and now are speaking out.
There was a lady called Savali. She was Illuminati herself, and she's no longer with them. I'm not sure whereabouts Savali is anymore. I had a pleasure to speak to her.
How do you spell her name? So
Savali is S for Sierra, V for Victor, A for Alpha, L for Lima, I for India, Savali. And
okay.
If somebody actually go on a net and put interview with Savali, they can actually listen to her interview from before. And there was a lady called Arizona Wilder who was a part of the system, and she actually talks about it as well.
And how do we just Google her name, Arizona Wilder?
Arizona Wilder, you can actually go on a YouTube. There is plenty of interviews on a YouTube.
So she's another one. And is there a .com with... that you besides, I know you said there's InfoWars, which is
InfoWars.com, prisonboard.net. That's Alex
and
Jones.
And then there's David Icke's.
David Icke, yes, David Icke. You can Google it and find David Icke has his own website as well, and you can actually purchase his books. And he does many seminars as well. He's coming in London on 15th of September.
So, and like you said, he's basically disclosed a lot of the true information about them.
Absolutely. He is an amazing person. Absolutely amazing person.
Amazingly, by the way, they try to make everybody who tries to show how they're full of it, they try to make them the cook when they're the ones who are really...
Yeah, absolutely. There's many people who make him talk bad about David Icke and Alex Jones. In fact, they don't like anybody speaking about this. They don't want people to wake up.
Now, lately, Jesse Ventura has been coming out, opening his mouth about that.
Absolutely.
As well.
He's done some research about the Denver airport, and he actually made a program about it as well, as far as I know. He was on Alex's show, I think, about a couple of months ago.
Yeah, and he had Alex on his show. He had a TV series, which I don't know why it's not on anymore. Who knows why? He was actually exposing the Bilderbergs, the Illuminati.
Pleasure to look at it before it came out, so
yeah,
I've already seen it myself.
Yeah, and he talked exactly what you're talking about with the foods and how they're trying to slowly kill us and get rid of us.
Yeah, and there is they even made some houses for themselves underneath the ground. There's underground homes and cities built in America.
Well,
I don't know how many people know about that one. There's just so much going on, Andrew. There's just so much going on. I think your show is not long enough, and there's there's too much to talk about these issues. And if any of your listeners want to write to me, I'll be more than happy to answer their questions. I can give my email address.
Yes.
It's love77peace77@gmail.com.
Okay, everybody get that? And if you didn't, this show will be on archive. And when it does, you can just re-listen to it over and over as many times as you want. I know it'll probably be up on either Sunday or Monday at the latest. Just check in. I know it'll be up. So if you miss any information, do check that out. But because we only got like 10 minutes left, but I want to get into what specifically. I know there's all kinds of ways and paths to develop somebody to increase their love and develop their and then changing. Basically, you know, it all is. It's really simple. I said it like in my last show. You turn around and look the other way.
Yeah.
And it sounds hard, but it's really actually quite. It's a lot simpler than and easier than people realize.
Absolutely.
But what would you suggest for them to increase their love vibration and from your because they heard me over and over telling the different ways I do it, and I don't want to regurgitate
my. Even a smile can be a charity. Even a smile can be a love. When you're walking on the road and you're looking at people, even just smiling at someone, you see an old woman holding heavy bags. Go and ask that lady. Do you need help, lady? You know, this can be a love. You don't have to go and hug people and express your love. 5 minutes of every day or 10 minutes connecting yourself with the creator or whatever God you believe in, that is love. When you talk to your neighbors with respect and when you stand up for people, that is love. To me, love is a very simple thing to do.
So that's,
love comes
that,
from within us and just spread it around us.
So that's the
you're caring for somebody. That is love.
Now, you also, you mentioned before, you got a little bit into it, I believe. I'm pretty sure you mentioned it. You started getting into actually certain types of meditations and things.
I do meditation every day. I do Qigong every morning just to clear out my negative energy. I do balancing of chakras. I do meditation.
Can you explain?
Each person works on a different level. Sometimes,
you explain how you do the thing you just told me that you do the balance, not the balancing, I think it was like a yoga thing, not yoga, but it's
Qigong.
Yeah, actually that's Tao, but can you explain how that's, how do you spell that, or what's it called?
It's the Qigong is C-H-I, yes, and that's K-U-N-G, Kung, Qigong.
So people out there can check it out, but what do you basically you do with that?
It's a kind of exercises for your body, but it's to do with your mind and your soul as well. So it's actually even better than yoga because you're actually moving. All your parts of the body is moving, and chi, you're bringing a good energy inside your body. You're actually releasing all the negativity away from you. So instead of sitting and watching TV, if people have 20 minutes of day for themselves and they can do that, that just lifts your spirit up. It's really good for your mind and body and soul.
And then what about your the situation like you also mentioned about doing meditations like you were saying of your chakras.
Absolutely, there is many videos out there as well, and each person has a different way. There is no right way and no wrong way. Whatever works for one person. Carry on doing that, but you can find these videos and things on the internet again, and you can go to many, say, New World people or any other spiritual places. They make DVDs and videos of the music. You can just listen to that music and feel quite centered. I do meditations with a lot of friends. Normally at least once a month, if I don't do it once a week. I connect with many people from all parts of different world, and we meditate together on the same time, and that creates a positive energy. I would suggest people to get their family members and friends and talk about these issues. Don't just talk about them. Find the solutions for the problems, and the way to find solution is to love each other and care for each other. And
so what is the old saying? Don't be if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Absolutely, because we can't just talk about problems and say Illuminatis are doing this and they are doing that. We need to find a solution for their problems, and there is only one solution. There is no other way just one way, and that is the love way. If we don't love each other, then we have nothing in this world, and we will not survive. Love is the only thing will save us.
And this is not to take too, like, you know, even so that people have to recognize you're angry and upset about them, this issue. Don't forget, first of all, they are part of us because we're all connected. So the anger that you might have over with the situation with them is maybe to, you know, the first step is because maybe you're angry with yourself because you feel like sort of been duped. That's in essence, that's the truth. I mean, I'll give you an example here. I actually worked for Obama's campaign, and I did that for back a few years, when in 2008, and it was for the healthcare issue. That was my biggest concern. And after knowing that I was duped, you get angry toward him, but I was sort of angry with myself because here all what I, in back of my mind, I knew he was full of it, and still I did it. And that, so it's really us we're upset with. So don't get upset with these people because we've actually allowed them to do this. We volunteer. There's no victims or volunteers, and they are part of us. And then, but what you're saying is raising our vibration, raising the love. There will be people, these people, you can see some of them are Illuminati and associated alone, even like yourself. They've actually came off. They spun off. They're not part of them. People, these people can change as well. Some won't. Some people will still also, besides them, who want to play the sheep. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. So, okay, and I want to thank you, Simona. This is doing, the bottom line is, as you said, is that we have to learn to love. And love is the thing that will help us change things, and learning to love each other and loving ourselves and loving the universe and developing that path. And, again, give her your email address real quickly so they know how to contact you if they got questions.
Absolutely. And, that's 77peace77@gmail.com.
Okay. And Simona, I'm really, really thankful to have you. I feel quite honored to have you once again. Maybe this is a future thing. Having you on my show and disclosing this, it was quite brave of you to be doing this, an extraordinary thing what you're doing right now. And
I think the pleasure is all mine, Andrew. If I can help one person in this world, then life is worth living.
Well, life is always worth living, and thank you. And with that, I want to thank everybody out there for listening again. I'm going to be closing with another taste of a little song by Angie Matson. Do check her out, angiematson.com. Check out her schedule. You can check it there as well as on my site. And I'm going to close with Taste of Mary, which I think is a quite amazing song in itself. Do check it out for the entirety. And God bless you all, and have an amazing, amazing weekend. And man, do I feel intense today.